The Mishnah Daf Yutes says, "Ein nosin pas latana im chashecha el kadesh yikvum ponem mibod yom beloza omer kadesh yikvum atachton shelo." So, and Tosis on Daf Chav says that miyubu yushami mashu lahokil bo the kama hasam modu beloza belechem haponim she ein koi lechem at she yikvum ponem betanu mashma. The hachi saga with krima koldahu. Ava belechem aponim boy krima me'alya. So as relates to Hilchas Shabbos, the shear is less, Tois says, according to Belaza, than it is as relates to the definition of lechem aponim, that lechem aponim has to have a complete crust. But by in Hilchas Shabbos, it's sufficient. If you put it in, that was not nisbashel, not complete krima. Now the shear, what Tosis calls krima koldahu, the Rav said l'chori that's the shear of Kamaichel ben Dursoi, which is kidei shlish or chatzi bishulo. Kamaichel ben Dursoi was a bandit who was always on the run, and therefore he didn't have time to cook everything completely. And so that shear, as the Gemara seems to say, on Daf Chav, the master asked, Kechananya desfila desagi b'shir shal kemaychel ben divsoi. However, if you look in Tosis Menachos and Daf Nun Zayin, Tosis says, and according to Tosis, Shema zuhi shir kemaychel ben divsoi. So what needs pshat is, why is it that as relates to the melacha of bishul, of afiyah by Shabbos, it's sufficient with the smaller shear, namely kemaychel ben divsoi, but as relates to lechem haponim, it's not considered baked till there's a crust, a complete crust, krima ma'alya, which is therefore more than maychel ben divsoi, which is nisbashel or nisafer kulo. And also we have to understand, for example, as relates to the shir afiyah, as relates to matzah, that the Gemara says in Pesachim, and Daf Lam Zayin, that this, it's considered the matzah is baked, kol sheposo ve'ein chutin nimshochim himena, that it's baked enough so there are no, when you separate the dough, now you separate the matzah, there aren't strands of dough that are attached to it or come out, but rather that the matzah snaps. And here, the shir afiyah is krimas ponim. And also, if the Sen Tosis Menachos says that the shir for lechem aponim is krimas ponim. However, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, in Perek Vav, that it seems that it's a different shear, so that needs pshat. However, also we have to understand as relates to Basha B'cholov, that Rashi says in Chul and Dav Kuf Ches that you're not chayev for cooking Basha B'cholov together, only if it's nispaso kol tzorko. So the question is this: why is it as relates to Shabbos that the shear to be chayev on Shabbos for Bishul is kemaychel ben dusoi, not completely cooked? And as relates to Basa B'cholov, it seems to be it's Nisbashel Kol Tzorko. As relates to Lechem Aponim, it's that it's Nisafe Kol Tzorko. But as relates to Shabbos, this year is a lesser shir, Kemaychel Ben Disoy. So the Rav explained that in terms of the Chefza, when is it considered cooked? When is it Nisbashel? That's only when it's nisbashel kol tzorko, it's completely cooked. And till it's completely cooked, in cheftza, it's not called mevushel. So therefore, as it relates to lechem aponim, in order for it to be called lechem, it requires a complete afir. And similarly, as it relates to matzah, it's not called lechem oni, unless it's completely cooked. And also as it relates to basar b'cholov, or completely baked. And similarly, as it relates to basar b'cholov, the Cheftza is not a Cheftza Shabbos B'cholov until it was Nisbashel Kol Tzorko, that's completely cooked. But as relates to Shabbos, the isur is for the maisa bishul, for the meleches mevashel, and therefore, if it's kibishul kamaicha with no shoy, that's considered that there was a maisa bishul, even though the chefzer is not nispashel kol tzarko, is not completely cooked, and so the chefzer is not yet nispashel, but the maisa bishul is done, and therefore for Shabbos you're chayiv. Now the Gemara says here also in Shabbos that if by for the halacha of bishul akum, that if the yid cooked it k'maychel ben doshoy, that there's no issue if the goy cooks it later on of bishul akum. So even though, as we say in the Chefetz, it's not yet considered completely nispashel, but the answer is that as relates to bishul akum, all we need is that a Jew did a maisa bishul in this food, and therefore, since there was a maisa bishul by Yisrael, there's no longer an isur, even if the goy will cook later on, a bishul akum. That as long as a maisa bishul done through a yid, there's no longer an isur of bishul akum. And a Toisus in Menachos that holds that the day in Toisus that seems to say that that krimas ponim is considered a fimi al yasa, that's because they're the opinion that Michael ben Desoy is already considered nispashel and cheftzah.